It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Cleanliness is an essential part of sexual attraction. Many women prefer using a douche to clean out their vagina, and the most simple method is to use a syringe or irrigator, which has been filled with warm water mixed with kitchen salt or vinegar or other household ingredient, usually recommended and handed down from mother to daughter. Because of the large demand for feminine cleansing aids, many fine commercially prepared douches are now on the market. There are concentrate or powdered douches, which, when mixed with warm water, have a deodorizing and cleansing effect on the vagina. Also, many types of flavored and scented douches. Concentrates can be purchased through mail order houses. The flavors and scents range from peach nectar, raspberry, and tutti frutti to champagne and even honey. Also offered are complete feminine syringe kits, ideal for traveling. The kit contains a 2-quart capacity latex syringe bag with strong molded collar and hang-up loop, a vaginal pipe and rectal pipe tubing with shut-off valve for controlled flow, all encased in a waterproof zippered bag. The bolt-type feminine syringe has an 8-ounce capacity. Liquid concentrate packet douches come pre-measured with excellent cleansing, non-irritating, and highly effective chemicals ready to be mixed with 1 quart of water. The most avant-garde of all douches is the completely motorized electric douche machine with motor, encased in an attractive container, which discharges the water at a gentle, even pressure automatically. This very unusual film is now taking you into the exclusively private world of the female. These revealing close-up camera shots have been filmed only recently and have never been shown publicly before. You are witnessing the use of the douchebag, the syringe, and bulb-type douching syringe, and you are now learning about the most intimate moments in a woman's life. Douching is a simple, easy method of attaining internal cleanliness.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth solution dropping by hoe.
It's smelling like a milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, Precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Yes, hey, freaks. Jim Henson with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday for you today. For those of you who are new to the program, Sextastic Tuesday is a simple bit where I try to find poorly written sex stories and I read them to you. Not to get you off, that might be a side effect, but that's not my primary goal. My primary goal is just to feature some of the weirdest, most disgusting, or just poorly written erotica on the internet. There's a lot of bad porn out there. I'm looking for the worst of the worst, or the strangest. Before we get into today's Sextastic Tuesday, let me just whet your appetite with a dramatic Craigslist ad reading. Bull balls need sniffing, licking, 40. I am looking to lick and sniff dudes with big, stinky bull balls, like guys to either sit on my face or get on all fours, let your ball bag hang, and have me sniff and lick them. I like man stink here. Ball, ass crack, feet pit stink. This will be for later this evening, so work up some stink for me. Everyone's looking for love on Craigslist. Now that you are all sufficiently moist in the groin area, let's get into today's story. Today's story was actually sent in by DV listener Salmonella. She found a link to some dirty love letters from James Joyce. Do you know who James Joyce is? No? Oh, you uneducated buffoons who listen to my program. I had a Wikipedia hit. James Joyce is a poet and a novelist. You may recognize the name Ulysses. Yeah, that's James Joyce. A little landmark work, as we call it in the business. I don't know what the hell. James Joyce, poet, author, novelist, cross-dresser. No, I don't know if that's true. All right, let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday!
It's Sextastic.
All right, thank you very much, Scott Fletcher. Here we go. To Nora in Dublin on December 2nd, 1909. My love for you allows me to pray to the spirit of eternal beauty and tenderness mirrored in your eyes. Well, now, this is actually kind of romantic, right? This is real erotica. You know what I mean? Like, this is, you know, this shouldn't be featured on Sextastic Tuesday. What are we doing here? This is actually good. My love for you allows me to pray to the spirit of eternal beauty and tenderness mirrored in your eyes, or fling you down under me on that soft belly of yours and fuck you up behind like a hog riding a sow, glorying in the very stink and sweat that rises from your arse. There we go. We're back to Sextastic Tuesday material. Glorying in the open shape of your upturned dress in white girlish drawers, and in the confusion of your flushed cheeks and tangled hair. It allows me to burst into tears of pity and love at some slight word, to tremble with love for you at the sounding of some chord or cadence of music, or to lie heads and tails with you, feeling your fingers fondling and tickling my bollocks, or stuck up in me behind your hot lips sucking off my cock while my head is wedged in between your fat thighs. He knows how to woo a lady. My hands clutching the round cushions of your bum, and my tongue licking ravenously up your rank red cunt. Wait a second. I think James Joyce was a sniff freak.
The guy, he's into dirty underwear or something. I don't know. He's a sniff freak.
What was that? Red rank cunt? This is a poet. Just proves that, you know, no one can properly write a good sex story. All right, it takes special talent. All right, where are we at? Oh, yes, red rank cunt. I've taught you almost to swoon at the hearing of my voice singing or murmuring to your soul the passion and sorrow and mystery of life, and at the same time have taught you to make filthy signs to me with your lips and tongue to provoke me by obscene touches and noises, and even to do in my presence the most shameful and filthy act of the body. What was that? Was she shitting on him? You remember the day you pulled up your clothes and let me lie under you looking up at you while you did it? Then you were ashamed. I think it is. I think she took a shit, right? Remember the day you pulled up your clothes and let me lie under you looking up while you did it? Mm-hmm. Then you were ashamed even to meet my eyes. You are mine, darling, mine. I love you. All I have written above is only a moment or two of brutal madness. Wasn't that the name of that horrible movie? Oh, it's Critical Madness. I think I played that just for Sideshow Freaks. This awful movie called Critical Madness or something. So this is the sequel, Brutal Madness. The last drop of seed has hardly been squirted up your cunt. Again, very poetic. Before it's over and my true love for you, the love of my verses, the love of my eyes, for your strange luring eyes, comes blowing over my soul like a wind of spices. My prick is still hot and stiff and quivering from the last brutal drive it has given you, when a faint hymn is heard rising in tender, pitiful worship of you from the dim cloisters of my heart. All right, very nice. Now we're December 3rd, 1909. It was you who slid your hand down inside my trousers and pulled my shirt softly aside and touched my prick with your long, tickling fingers and gradually took it all, fat and stiff as it was, into your hand and frigged me slowly. Is this a fan fiction or something? Did they use words like frigged back in 1909? Can someone confirm the validity of these stupid letters? This does not sound real at all. All right, until I came off through your fingers, all the time bending over me and gazing at me out of your quiet, saint-like eyes. It was your lips, too, which first uttered an obscene word. I remember well that night in bed. Ooh, what happened? You stuck my prick into your cunt and began to ride me up and down. Perhaps the horn I had was not big enough for you, for I remember that you bent down to me face and murmured tenderly, "Fuck up, love, fuck up!" I'd be afraid to be with this bitch. There's so many of these. Here's December 6th, 1909. I would like you to wear drawers with three or four frills, one over the other at the knees. Oh, would you slow down, you pervert? Four frills? Four frills? Okay, where are we at here? And a great crimson bow in them. I mean, not schoolgirl drawers with a thin, shabby lace border. Thigh round the legs and so thin that the flesh shows with a full, loose bottom and wide legs, all frills and lace and ribbons. And heavy with perfume. So that whenever you show them, whether in pulling up your clothes hastily to do something or cuddling yourself up prettily to be blocked, I think that means fucked, right? I can see only a swelling mass of white stuff and frills, and so that when I bend over you to open them up and give you a burning, lustful kiss on your naughty bare bump, I can smell the perfume of your drawers, as well as the warm odor of your cunt and the heavy smell of your behind. The smallest of things give me a great cock stand, a whorish movement of your mouth, a little brown stain on the seat of your white drawers, a sudden dirty word sputtered out by your wet lips, a sudden immodest noise made by your behind, and then a bad smell slowly curling out of your backside. At such moments, I feel mad to do in some filthy way, to feel your hot, lecherous lips sucking away at me, to fuck between your two rosy lip bubbles, to come on your face and squirt over your hot cheeks and eyes, to stick it in between the cheeks of your rump and bugger you. I hope you got my telegram and understood it. You mean to tell me he's Western Unioning this shit? This is so great, bizarre. All right, December 8th, 1909. Okay. My sweet little whorish Nora, I did as you told me, you dirty little girl, and pulled myself off twice when I read your letter. I'm delighted to see that you do like being fucked arseways. Yes, now I can remember that night when I fucked you for so long backwards. It was the dirtiest fucking I ever gave you, darling. My prick was stuck in you for hours, fucking in and out under your upturned rump. I felt your fat, sweaty buttocks under my belly and saw your flushed face and mad eyes. At every fuck I gave you, your shameless tongue came bursting out through your lips. And if I gave you a bigger, stronger fuck than usual, fat, dirty farts came sputtering out of your backside. You had an arse full of farts that night, darling, and I fucked them out of you. Big, fat fellows, long, windy ones, quick, little, merry cracks, and a lot of tiny, little, naughty farties ending in a long gush from your hole. It is wonderful to fuck a farting woman when every fuck drives one out of her. I think I would know Nora's farts anywhere. I think I could pick hers out in a room full of farting women. It's a rather girlish noise, not like the wet, windy fart which I manage, which I imagine fat wives have. It's sudden and dry and dirty, like what a bold girl would let off in fun in a school dormitory at night. I hope Nora will let off no end of her farts in my face, so that I may know their smell also. Okay, great. Good night, my little farting Nora, my dirty little fuckbird. There is one lovely word, darling, you have underlined to make me pull myself off better. Write me more about that in yourself, sweetly dirtier, dirtier. On December 9th of 1909, he has given Nora some money. My sweet, naughty little fuckbird, here's another note to buy pretty drawers or stockings or garters. Buy whorish drawers, love, and be sure you sprinkle the legs of them with some nice scent, and also discolor them just a little behind. This guy is into scat. Just tell Nora you want her to squat over your face and take a big fucking dump on your mouth. All right, and finally, the last letter I will read is from December 20th, 1909. My sweet naughty girl, I got your hot letter tonight and been trying to picture you frigging your cunt in the closet. How do you do it? Do you stand against the wall with your hand tickling up under your clothes, or do you squat down on the hole with your skirts up and your hand hard at work in through the slit of your drawers? Does it give you the horn now to shit? I wonder how you can do it. Do you come in the act of shitting, or do you frig yourself off first and then shit? It must be a fearfully lecherous thing to see a girl with her clothes up frigging furiously at her cunt, to see her pretty white drawers pulled up behind and her bum sticking out and a fat brown thing stuck halfway out of her hole. You say you will shit your drawers, dear, and let me fuck you then. I would like to hear you shit them, dear. First, oh, and then fuck you. Some night when we are somewhere in the dark and talking dirty and you feel your shit ready to fall out, put your arms around my neck in shame and shit it down softly. The sound will madden me, and when I pull up your dress, and that's the end of the sentence. Then the next one is, no use continuing, you can guess why. James Joyce blew his load. Yes, there's James Joyce's Dirty Letters. That's your Sextastic Tuesday for February 28th, 2012, brought to you by our good friends at Adam and Eve. For a limited time, you can get 50% off. That's half off just about any item. Plus, you're going to get 3 free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, and free shipping, all for using coupon code FREAK at checkout. F-R-E-A-K. If you're not familiar with Adam and Eve, they've got over 20,000 adult products. We're talking vibrators, also sorts of toys, blow-up dolls, stuff for guys, girls, couples. They've got movies, but they also have other cool stuff. Like sexual enhancer. They've got Extends. You remember that infomercial for Extends? They have shit like that. They have bondage stuff. But they also have books like the Kama Sutra. They have adult games like board games and stuff like that. Check them out. AdamandEve.com. Coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, for 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift. Oh, they also have that Clone a Willy thing where you can basically create a dildo out of your own penis. Like there's like plaster involved and everything. It's kind of crazy. Has anyone purchased that? I remember talking about it before, and I think a couple listeners said they wanted to buy it. I'm surprised I haven't received any of my listeners' dicks in the mail at this point. But yes, they've got something called Clone a Willy as well at Adam and Eve. Again, coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow. What are you waiting for? Today would be a great time to sign up. Why, you ask? Because we've got an extended show. Sideshow freaks will get 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. Every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video cast. You can hear it only if you're Sideshow freaks. You also get full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been at this since December 2004, so there are tons of episodes. There's just tons of shit for you to listen to. If you like the show, prove it. Sign up for the Sideshow right now, superfreaksideshow.com. 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Florida. Our most fucked up state.
Yeah, it really is. Seriously. Polk County Sheriff's Office undercover detectives busted 19 folks during a 2-day sting. Both female... For what? What was going on? What was the type of sting? Both female and male detectives posted and answered ads for sex on Backpage.com. Oh, okay, here we go. John David Sidowski, 54... He's a married dad and an accountant at All Saints Academy. Eugene Agobabakubba, 32, another married dad and UPS driver. He apparently requested a condom not be used. He later told detectives he wanted to contract a disease and fess up to being a sex addict who solicits prostitutes 3 to 4 times a week for unprotected sex. I would check yourself. You probably do have one or two diseases by now. Why would you fess up this information? You were already busted for sex. That should be the end of it. You don't have to offer up any more information. Like, yeah, not only am I paying broads for sex, I don't want to use a condom, and I want to get AIDS. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. And finally, Desiree Sunshine Dorrance, 39. Ugh. She is married with children. She allegedly agreed to provide sexual acts and spanking for money. It admitted to being extremely active online. So I guess this is like a new feature in Florida newspapers. It's like, you know, meet your prostitutes or something. Meet the Johns. They don't just list, you know, the name of the person being busted. It's like, you know, what they enjoy doing. Oh, he wants to contract a disease. That's nice. He's a UPS driver. Here's a picture of him. It's really quite bizarre. All right, second story we have for you today. An Australian newspaper has done an in-depth article on the act of trolling, specifically trolling online. Ben spends up to 70 hours a week on the internet getting high on other people's anger and despair. Well, now, who does that sound like? The unemployed 19-year-old from Victoria, who spoke to news.com.au on the condition of anonymity, doesn't go out much and doesn't have many real friends, but he doesn't feel alone, you see. He believes he's part of a community of similar-minded people who scour the web looking for pages to vandalize and lives to upset. Ben first started trolling in 2008 on the online forum 4chan. His first act was innocuous enough. He weighed in on a discussion about religion and claimed to have disproved everything people had written. Since then, his trolling has become more vicious and destructive. Quote, "It just makes me happy when I can make someone angry." It sounds weird. I'm just thinking back to that Michelle Duggar video and how much I am enjoying the death threats and people hating on me. "It just makes me happy when I can make someone angry. It sounds weird, but I kind of feed off their anger. The angrier I can get them, the better I feel." He usually only trolls a post or website once before moving, not out of any sense of decency, but because he's scared of being arrested. He said the worst thing he ever did was vandalize the Facebook memorial page of a young girl who committed suicide. Jesus Christ. I wrote, "How's it hanging, guys?" I like this guy. He doesn't feel any remorse and strangely doesn't consider his actions bullying, despite claiming he probably wouldn't have started trolling if he had not been bullied at school. Yes, RIP trolling is one of the most destructive and harmful forms of trolling. It mocks and exploits the pain of those grieving the loss of loved ones. It ranges from the sort of distasteful comment Ben posted to plastering pages with Photoshop pictures of babies in meat grinders or hardcore pornography. Last year, Bradley Paul Hampson became the first Australian to be jailed for it. He plastered the Facebook tribute page of two slain schoolchildren with child porn, an act the judge described as depraved. In the UK, one of the most famous RIP trolls, Sean Duffy, was sentenced several months later for persecuting on Facebook four families of dead children. On one girl's memorial page, he wrote, "Help me, mommy, it's hot in hell." But trollers like Ben and Hampson may not be hurting just their victims. Cyber researcher Karen Crawford claims that extreme trolling...
Extreme!
Like a sport ESPN2 should be covering. All right, yes, extreme trolling. Yes, where are we at here? Oh, yeah, extreme trolling may be a sign of mental ill health. No, really? Ms. Crawford said she has done studies which showed the empathy of mental health sufferers decreased for every hour they spent online. Fucking monsters. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes, again, from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Now, what the hell else could be happening in Florida, you might ask? A woman says a male friend punched her when she told him to put out his blunt. The male friend says the woman attacked him because she was upset over the price of crack. Well, really, the price of crack has just been spiraling out of control.
A heart surgeon, I met him in New Orleans, and he gave me $250 to shit. And he was on his knees. I was standing on the toilet, squatting down, and he was on his knees. And he jerked off, and he's watching me shit.
See what happens when the price of crack gets out of control? Women will do anything. The man was arrested. You see, on February... I added the EC part. It's not in the news story. I'm trying to make it more conversational. You see, on February 11th, a county sheriff's deputy was called to the Niceville Police Department to speak with a woman who said she agreed to take the man and his daughter on a shopping trip to buy clothes. Probably crack, too. She said the man pulled out a marijuana cigarette and started to light it. She told him to put it out. Quote, the defendant began punching the victim in the arm, chest, and stomach area. I observed red marks on her right arm and chest area, wrote the police officer. An eyewitness at a convenience store said she saw the man punching the woman, and when she called 911, the man exited the car and the woman drove off.
On February 12, the deputy contacted the man who said he never hit the woman. She was hitting him, you see. The defendant stated the argument was all over drugs, and the woman was not happy with the price for some crack cocaine. The man then said he hit the woman only in self-defense. He was charged with misdemeanor battery, and we'll see a judge on March 6th. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of y'all. All right, freaks, just a few voicemails today. Yes, caller?
Tim, I was listening to your cover of Peter Schilling's Major Tom.
Yes.
Good God. Man, you are a horrible, horrible singer.
What are you talking about?
We need to start a section of the show that's called Tone Deaf Tim.
No.
And just have you trying to sing.
Trying? That was one of my best songs ever, Mr. Tom, Major
for
Tom.
For hours on end. Oh.
I might do a special at the end of the... I think Corey's going to be doing some Butt Fudge Sundays for me. I'm going to be taking some time off from the story view. Not really. It's a week. I think I do this pretty much every year. Last year, remember, Corey did a few episodes for us. At the end of March, that last week of March, I think Corey's going to be doing 3 episodes of DB. And there's going to be 2 Distorted View specials. And I think one of them is going to be the music of Tim Henson, where I just feature a bunch of the crap I've been singing over the past couple years. All right, moving on now.
Hey, Tim, fuck me eyes, Henson. This is Slap Choppy the Cunt Turd, and I've got a question about the raised prices. Now, I know you say you're going to raise the weekly or monthly and yearly, but what about the lifetime shite show?
Of course, everything's going to be raised. What are you, I'm just going to leave that the same? Are you crazy? No.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Why was he playing that for me? I know. That's the song I sang.
Tim, will you just start fucking following through with stuff? There's been so much stuff you've said. Like, I'm listening to the old archive of the program.
What did I not do?
And there's so much shit that you say.
Example.
That you never follow through with.
Example.
It's just kind of, you know, there's so many good ideas. It's not like I hate you because of this. It's like, you'd be just a superstar if you followed through with half the shit you said.
Like,
you
what?
That brain of yours.
What? Use an example.
Fucking magnificently brilliant. But that body of yours is so lazy that, like, the two just cannot work together. So, I mean, I understand. I'm right there with you. But, like, it'd be cooler. It'd be cool if you got some motivation to do some stuff.
Like, what? I want to know what are some of the things that I've dropped the ball on.
So.
The Distorted View porno? Look. It was an idea I was throwing out there. I would like it to happen. I don't know exactly, like, I'm not in the porn industry, and I don't exactly know how to coordinate a whole fucking porno shoot. Well, okay, all right, thank you. And finally...
GQ, Timmy, the sideshow member Magoo here. I am like a month and a half behind on shows.
Okay.
But I'm just at the beginning of January where you started posting all these videos. Quick question. I'm surprised nobody's asked you this yet. Where did you get the little intro spiel there with, you know, the fancy...
I made it!
...in the room and whatnot?
Oh.
I don't know. I think it's really cool. I don't know if you designed it yourself. If you did...
Well, props. I mean, I edited it myself. I didn't create the whole thing.
I mean, if you had somebody do it, props to them, I guess.
Yeah, someone
did it. It looks really good. And secondly, dude, the show sounds so much better. Thank you for spending some of our money on the audio equipment to equalize the
volume. I'm glad people can hear a difference.
The voicemails are better. And
yeah, I remember for a while, like, the voicemails were super, super low. Like, no one was speaking up.
The show in general is better. Sometimes you tend to just go up and into a very high pitch, just blow up, and it's great to be able to understand you when you do that. It makes it a little bit funnier sometimes. So, you know, keep up the good work, Timmy Boo.
All right, well, there you go. Thank you very much for that nice voicemail. Finally, a decent voicemail today. It's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is no guy.
A heart surgeon. I'm in New Orleans, and he gave me $250 to shit.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you're not Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now, because I've got 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. Woo! Very exciting. I'm excited. Otherwise, we will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Damn, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You're fucking asshole. Just like pussy.
That's right, baby. I'm such a fucking woman. I have three pussies on me. My mouth, my cunt, and my asshole.
Oh, shit.
That's right. I'm such a fucking woman.